Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, the latest supply and demand numbers are out. Let's get right to wheat and the most important numbers in the report.
Well, one of those is ending stocks for all wheat. It was at 1,138,000,000 bushels. That was a 38 million bushel increase, or 3.5%. But if you look at hard red winter wheat, they increased ending stocks to 601 million bushels. That's a 9.7% increase for hard red winter wheat. And that's the highest since 1986 or 1987.
And then in terms of the stocks to use ratio, what's that picture look like?
Well, it looks a little better than the ending stocks. They came out at 50%. That's about the same as it was last year. And that's the highest since 1985, when the stocks to use ratio was 97%. Now, in 87, they were 47%, and the price was $2.57. In 85, it was $3.08. In 88, 29% ending stocks at $2.42. In 1991, it was at 20% and $3 average annual price. And the lowest stocks to use we've ever had was 16% in 1995, and the price was $4.55 a bushel. Right now, our price is $2.70 to $2.85. Since June 1, we've averaged about $3.10 a bushel. So what we've got is a 50% stocks to use ratio, and prices almost down to where they were in the mid-1980s.
Kind of dismal. What are your price expectations as a result of this?
Well, I think prices have to stay low right now so that we won't plant more wheat acres. However, I think by next June, we've got to raise this price, or the market has to raise the price, so that we will put some nitrogen on the wheat so that we can have a milling quality product.
Okay. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.